News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsin Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's Trinamool Congress scored an emphatic win in the keenly watched assembly elections in West Bengal. M.K. Stalin's Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam returned to power in Tamil Nadu after a decade, and Kerala's left government scripted history by winning two consecutive terms on Sunday, putting an end to a month-long polling exercise that was held under the shadow of the pandemic. The Bharatiya Janata Party was poised to return to power for a second straight term in Assam, while its alliance was ahead in the Union Territory of Puducherry, the silver lining for the saffron camp that suffered a heavy defeat at the hands of the TMC in the most talked-about poll battle since the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Another national party, the Congress, had nothing significant to showcase in this round of elections, apart from allied DMK's Tamil Nadu win. In Bengal, the BJP looked set to end below the three-figure mark, as claimed by Banerjee's party consistently during the fiercely fought elections. While the TMC's victory was sound, the party was on course to bettering its 2016 tally of 211 seats. The chief minister herself lost Nandigram in a seesaw poll battle against former Lieutenant Suvendu Adhikari. He won the seat in 2016 as a TMC candidate. But that might not stop Banerjee's advancement to the forefront of the political bloc opposing the centre's ruling BJP, given the scale of the TMC's overall victory in a high-stakes election. Compared with its 2016 performance, in which it got three seats and a vote share of 10%, the BJP took significant strides in Bengal. It might settle with 70 to 80 seats and a vote share of close to 38%. But expectations surrounding the BJP had risen after the 2019 national elections, in which it bagged 18 of Bengal's 42 Lok Sabha seats with a vote share of little over 40%. According to observers, the assembly results would be interpreted as a setback to the BJP, which had itself set a target of winning at least 200 of Bengal's 294 assembly seats. PM Modi, union ministers and leaders such as Nationalist Congress Party's Sharad Pawar and the Aam Aadmi Party's Arvind Kejriwal congratulated Banerjee on her party's win, which could bolster the voices against the BJP. On the southern front, the DMK's alliance was set to return to power after 10 years, but analysts said the tsunami that party president Stalin had expected did not occur. The 2021 elections in the state were a direct fight between Stalin and outgoing Chief Minister Idappadi K. Palaniswamy, or EPS. In the absence of the colossal M. Karunanidhi of the DMK and the charismatic J. J. Lalitha of the All India Anna Dravid Munnetra Kazhagam. Apart from a victory in Puducherry, the BJP camp would also find a reason to cheer in the Assam election results. A second straight win there meant the party was successful in navigating the tricky corridors of identity politics, especially in the aftermath of controversy surrounding the Citizenship Amendment Act and the National Register of Citizens. It also meant the northeastern state for the first time elected a non-Congress government for two consecutive terms. History was made in Kerala too, with Chief Minister Pinaray Vijayan, who received praises for responding promptly to the deadly floods in 2018 and to the pandemic, steering the left to power for the second consecutive term in the state that has traditionally changed its government every 5 years. The win also kept communists relevant in electoral democracy, as Kerala is the only state that the left holds. At the same time, the results in Kerala were being interpreted as another setback to the embattled Congress, which is already reeling from a series of poll debacles and internal dissent. Elated by the assembly election results, which showed BJP losing in West Bengal, Kerala and Tamil Nadu, the Samyukt Kisan Morcha, an umbrella body of agitating farmer unions, on Sunday said their campaign asking voters to punish the party stands vindicated. SKM members who were seen distributing sweets to protesters camping at the Singhu border congratulated the people of West Bengal and other states for paying heed to their appeal. Farmers protesting the three central farm laws had campaigned against the BJP in Assam, West Bengal, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. "Our campaign with state assembly voters asking them to punish BJP stands vindicated. BJP's efforts not to make citizens' livelihoods issues such as the anti-farmer central agri laws and the anti-worker labour codes as poll plank has clearly failed. We now appeal to farmers from all over India to strengthen their resistance and join the movement in greater numbers. This movement will continue to spread the democratic values that our Constitution espouses and will further strengthen itself till our demands are fulfilled, read a statement from the SKM. Clarifying that the ongoing farmers' agitation won't end until their demands are met, the Farmers' Union said it is time that the BJP listens to people's mandate in different states, which includes the sentiment of farmers, and immediately repeal the three agricultural laws and give legal guarantee to procurement at minimum support price. SpaceX safely returned four astronauts from the International Space Station on Sunday, making the first US crew splashdown in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot. The Dragon capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Panama City, Florida, just before 3 a.m. local time, ending the second astronaut flight for Elon Musk's company. It was an express trip home lasting just 6.5 hours. The astronauts, three American and one Japanese, flew back in the same capsule, named Resilience, in which they launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in November. "We welcome you back to planet Earth and thanks for flying SpaceX," SpaceX's mission control radioed moments after splashdown. "For those of you enrolled in our frequent flyer program, you have earned 68 million miles on this voyage." "We will take those miles," said spacecraft commander Mike Hopkins. "Are they transferable?" SpaceX replied that the astronauts would have to check with the company's marketing department. Within a half hour of splashdown, the charred capsule, resembling a giant toasted marshmallow, had been hoisted onto the recovery ship, with the astronauts exiting soon afterward. NASA and SpaceX managers marveled at how fast and smooth the operation went. The company's senior advisor, Hans Koenigsmann, said it looked more like a race car pit stop than anything else. Hopkins was the first one out, doing a little dance as he emerged under the intense spotlights. "It is amazing what can be accomplished when people come together," he told SpaceX flight controllers at company headquarters in Hawthorne, California. "Quite frankly, you all are changing the world. Congratulations. It is great to be back." The 167-day mission was the longest for a crew capsule launching from the US. The previous record of 84 days was set by NASA's final Skylab station astronauts in 1974. Saturday night's undocking left seven people at the space station, four of whom arrived a week ago via SpaceX. "Earthbound," NASA astronaut Victor Glover, the capsule's pilot, tweeted after departing the station, "one step closer to family and home." "Earthbound," NASA astronaut Victor Glover, the capsule's pilot, tweeted after departing the station, "one step closer to family and home." Hopkins and Glover, along with NASA's Shannon Walker and Japan's Soichi Noguchi, should have returned to Earth last Wednesday, but high offshore winds forced SpaceX to pass up a pair of daytime landing attempts. Managers switched to a rare splashdown in darkness to take advantage of calm weather. SpaceX had practiced for a nighttime return, just in case, and even recovered its most recent station cargo capsule from the Gulf of Mexico in darkness. Infrared cameras tracked the astronaut's capsule as it re-entered the atmosphere. It resembled a bright star streaking through the night sky. All four main parachutes could be seen deploying just before splashdown, which was also visible in the infrared. Apollo 8, NASA's first flight to the moon with astronauts, ended with a pre-dawn splashdown in the Pacific near Hawaii on December 27, 1968. 8 years later, a Soviet capsule with two cosmonauts ended up in a dark, partially frozen lake in Kazakhstan, blown off course in a blizzard. That was it for nighttime crew splashdowns until Sunday. A maiden T20 century from Joss Butler set up Rajasthan Royals' convincing 55-run win over Sunrisers Hyderabad in an Indian Premier League game at the Arun Jaitley Stadium on Sunday. Butler smacked 124 of 64 that powered RR to 220 for 3 in 20 overs. Chasing a mammoth target of 221, Mustafizur Rahman and Chris Morris took 3 wickets each as SRH were restricted to 165 for 8 wickets in 20 overs. Put into bat first, RR lost Yashavi Jaiswal LBW to Rashid Khan early. However, Butler's second wicket partnership with captain Sanju Samson, 150 runs of 88 balls, with Samson scoring 48 of 33, drove RR. SRH missed a chance early to remove Butler. Rashid Khan hit Butler's bat with the batsman trying to reverse sweep, but the umpire turned down the LBW appeal. SRH didn't have a review remaining either, as they had burned theirs in an appeal against Jaiswal. That proved to be very costly as Butler made use of the reprieve. He struggled to get going initially, taking 37 balls for his first 42 runs. From there, though, he kicked on to punish SRH's hapless bowling. SRH went for the kill early, bowling out Rashid Khan as early as the 11th over, the earliest he has finished a spell in the IPL. But once Butler and Samson saw him out, there was plenty of runs on the offer. Samson fell to Vijay Shankar, looking to attack in the 17th over, after which Butler got his ton of 56 balls. He then smashed Sandeep Sharma around in a 24-run 19th over before falling to him in the last ball. By then, he had done more than enough damage. SRH went in with a new opening pair in Johnny Bairstow and Manish Pandey, with David Warner being axed. The duo started well, adding 57 in the power play. However, the first ball after the power play triggered a turnaround, and Mustafizur Rahman bowled Pandey for 31 off 20. SRH's only hope was a big one from Johnny Bairstow, but that wasn't to be. He fell in the next over, looking to attack Rahul Tevatiya unsuccessfully. He was caught at long on. Kane Williamson struggled, Vijay Shankar failed to take the opportunity, and Kedar Jadhav couldn't get going. Mustafizur and Chris Morris kept getting wickets at regular intervals to end SRH's chances. SRH are firmly at the bottom of the table after the loss. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.